Baruch Hashem, we already got up to Daf Gimel. Yes, so we already got Daf Gimel over here. So we're in the middle of this Gemara. So yes, we're in the middle of this Gemara over here. So we do that with Shmuel. So we're holding now by the Ikka de Amri. Nine lines from the top. So Ikka de Amri, we do that with Shmuel. Oh, so what does the Gemara say? Ikka de Amri.
Gimel Amar Beis.
So the Gemara says Gimel Amar Beis, the nine lines from the top. So what does it say? The Gemara says like this. Ikka de Amri. There are those that say, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamalve et Chaverdo le'eser shani. One who lends a friend for 10 years. And the halacha is, Ein Shvit Meshavto. According to this, we're saying, Shvita does not make it slip away. Meaning, I lend you thousands of those for 10 years, right? Whatever it is, the end of the 10 years, I could come collect it from you. Even though Shemitah came in the middle of the 10 years, it doesn't matter, I still have the right to collect that thousands of from you. But af al gav, and even though the ati lide lo yugos, it came to a situation where there was a lo yugos god involved. Because it went through the system, it went through the Shemitah year. This loan was existing during the Shemitah year. I said, maybe I'm not allowed to collect it. I say, no. Hashta Neal Mia, however, Lokarina Be, we don't call it Lo Yigos. In the 10th year, when I'm trying to collect, right now, there's no Lo Yigos, there's no problem with me collecting from you right now in the 10th year. So even though it went through the 10th, the 7th year, we don't care, according to this Gemara, it's okay, it's not a problem.
According to Shmuel.
According to this Mahalach and Yehuda Mishmuel. Right. Yes, so we said the opposite. Now this is what we're saying. According to this Mahalach, we're saying that you're allowed to collect at the end of the 10 year loan. And the Rabban learns that Lacha is like this Gemara. He learns that Lacha is going to be like this Gemara. That you would be allowed to collect in such a scenario, at least according to Rabban. He said you would be allowed to collect in such a scenario.
Seems that the Mishpat seems to say that's the similar.
Right. Pashtun says it also goes like that because he's saying that it's because these days, as Man says, since Shemitah, we keep most of the halachas that are in the land only with Rabbanah. All the halachas we keep are with Rabbanah. So by Drabbana you can be more lenient. When there's machlaikas on a Drabbana, the rule is Safik Drabbana Lahakal, so you're more lenient. Which means, we're more lenient, it really depends for who. Over here, we're more lenient on the lender. We're going to say that Hilcha Shemitah don't apply. So that would be the Halacha. Halacha, as Rabban says, is these days, if you lend somebody, so you could make a mortgage these days, that means.
Right.
I mean, according to the first Mahal, Yehuda Mishmuel, you can't make a 25-year mortgage these days, because Shemitah is going to make it fall off. Correct? But according to this, you can, because now we're saying, even if I lend you, and I tell you to pay me back in 10 years, halacha is
without
well, even without a mashkan,
right.
No, a regular mortgage, if you're, I mean, your ribis is a different issue. Your loan, I lend you, I'm lending you, right, so, why is mortgage mean mashkan? Mortgage means ribis. You don't give me a mashkan.
Trustees, the house, the loan secured on the house.
I say, because the house,
the house. Like,
the house, the mortgage. Right, let's see. I say, so you say really every house is really a mortgage. Right, so let's say Stam alone from let's say Stam alone. A guy wants to borrow $100,000, whatever he wants to borrow for. You can make a 10 year loan. I'm borrowing $100,000 from you, I want to pay it back in 10 years. Well, is at the end of 10 years, I have to pay it back, even though Shemitah came in the middle.
Without collateral.
Even without a collateral, because we hold like this Gemara, like this would be Darmish Shmuel.
Without approval.
That approval of that collateral.
You hold style across all cases?
No, usually you have to write a principle. In this case, when you made
well,
it specifically.
This is the case of writing a principle. That's what Rob comes to clarify.
That it could be, this is the scenario that you're writing a principle. It doesn't have to be. According to this, in this scenario, you don't have to. If I stop lend you money, I didn't tell you for 10 years, I'm hoping you're going to pay me back. Right? Now Shemitah comes. Then, the halacha is, Shemitah is going to make it slip away. So you have to write a principle.
Okay.
There's a difference here. This is, you didn't owe it to me in the 7th year. I made it specifically a 10-year loan.
Right.
So during Shemitah, I didn't have the right to collect. So there it doesn't make it, Shemitah does not make a full weight from the Hilcha Shemitah. Without doing any fancy tricks of mashkin and prizvul, without that, automatically, it doesn't make it still
fine. It wasn't doing the 7th year, therefore it's no longer going the 7th year, it just continues to throw.
On both versions,
yeah.
Agreeing that that's only where there's a mashkin.
No, so according to that's the whole difference we're saying that with no mashkin.
Right, the first version, no.
That's the whole Ikka de Amri.
The second version holds you don't need a mashkin or a prizvul.
The first version.
One second.
To
make our Mishnah make sense, in order for our Mishnah to make sense, it was halacha. We'll have to say our Mishnah could be talking about it first of all. But what happens if the halacha is it's the straight up halacha is that you don't need a first one a mashka. And according to halacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, halacha is. It's you'll have the same gain. I'm saying, fine, you don't need a proof. Again, everybody.
So why is that the simple halacha if we've explained that we're talking about the case where there is?
No, so I think we're asking on our Mishnah. We're asking, in the case in our Mishnah, why is it coming out that the halacha is that you would have to pay back everything? That was because, that was answering that you don't have a proof from our Mishnah. We were just trying to say you don't have a definite proof from our Mishnah. So I say our Mishnah is the case of a prosbul. I mean, we want to say here, Yehuda Amarav says, you don't need any prosbul, halacha is, you can still collect.
Right.
Good, that's what we're saying. So the Gemara's next step is, oh, beautiful, our Mishnah proves your point.
Rav Kahana says our Mishnah proves your point.
Before
Rav Kahana argued with him,
he's bringing a contradiction.
Now they changed Rav Shmuel's logic, and now Rav Kahuna is coming to agree with
him. He's saying the same thing.
The
word is saying the version was the word aim.
Good.
That's the key word.
Good. Yeah, perfect. Everybody's saying the same thing. Everybody's saying different languages.
We're changing it with the one word.
Good. So what was the layout? Ruben wants to know what's the layout. He's getting.
Isn't Rava saying I'm going to explain both ways? Both ways gets explained by a Mishnah.
He's saying our Mishnah. You could explain our Mishnah. The reason it's not a proof for sure that our Mishnah holds like Yehuda Rishmor. It could be our Mishnah really holds that a 10-year loan gets canceled. Our Mishnah, why didn't it get canceled? Because there was a Mashkin. Meaning we want to say a rule.
That's Rava.
Principle. Right, Rava. Right. Again. Or we want to say Rav Yehuda Shmuel said according to this, a 10-year loan does not fall off. Good?
Right.
And we want to say, beautiful. That sounds like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah sounds like it doesn't fall off. So much as, hold on a second. Our Mishnah, you can't say it's a definite.
In both cases, Rav is saying our Mishnah prove out Rav Shmuel's opinion in either direction.
Perfect.
Because you can say like this, it is a
Mashkin,
or you can say over here that.
Perfect. Right. Good. So we're just saying our Mishnah is not a proof for sure. Hold up, Yehuda Rishmol, because it could have been really they argued with Yehuda Rishmol. Really, our Mishnah holds that it does fall off. So in our Mishnah, why you collect the whole thing in the end? Because you had a mashkin.
Wait, according to the second version, not like that.
Let's read it inside. Everybody, we're going to read it inside. Let's see again. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmol. Sa'ika the Ami. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmol. Hamalvet Chaverot Hashanim. One who lends their friend for 10 years, ain't Shvi'at Mishamto. Shmita does not make it slip away. That's the rule. Even though in the middle of by the seventh year, you came through, you went through the system of a Loyugos, they told you you're not allowed to collect in the seventh year. Hashtamir, right now, look at anybody goes, now in the tenth year, there's no Isser of don't pressure the guy, don't collect it, so it's fine. That's Rehidot Rishmol's halach. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, beautiful. And that's our Mishnah. We also learned that Tinyana is a Mishnah. Tav Nun Nun is always a Mishnah. Like a Tanan is a Mishnah. Tinyana is two nuns. Tav with two nuns in the word is a Mishnah. Right? Tanya, Bryce is always one nun. Tinyana, two nuns is always a Mishnah.
And Tosefta is.
Tosefta. It's none of them. Something else. But,
and then there's
Bryce's. A Tanya is a Bryce. Right? One nun, one nun will always mean a brisa, and two nuns will mean a mishnah. We like a lot of different words for these things. Tanyana, tanita, tanis, right? All these things. Tanyana is also a mishnah.
Rabbi Shua was saying to Cohen, was saying that Tan Rabbanin is a steadfast. It's for sure, and brisa could be.
He's saying a different rule. He's saying stam. Tan Rabbanan is a clear cut halacha.
Yeah, but it's a bright
form. Right.
Or a Tosefta.
Right. All right. Stam, what we're saying, other things, it doesn't have to be necessarily, we don't really hold it. Good. Fine.
What's this app? However, is he
that's how you talk. I knew you would ask. It's a double lesson. That's how you talk. Even we also say that.
However, We also learned in the Mishnah, meaning since however we learned in the Mishnah, why are you saying?
Which one means however? There's no however. They both mean av means. No, av means even, and nami means also. It's like double lashon. That's what Gemara is talking.
Also what?
Meaning we also learn like that in our Mishnah.
Rav Kahana is important. Before Rav Kahana was asking a shayla,
good, fine. So av and nami, it's a double lashon. Means even we also said it in our Mishnah. That's how you're talking Gemara. It's not English.
It's not.
What?
And so they're talking Hebrew also.
Yeah.
Like if you have
something else.
If you have kids, that are Hebrew speakers, that's how they speak English.
Even I wanted to.
This is a term in the dictionary. Afananami
Tanina. I'm very happy. Baruch Hashem.
It's a term. It's together. It's
support.
Good, fine.
I learned it once.
The whole phrase is
in
that dictionary.
I learned it once in a situation where it said Afanan, even we. Because over there, the Tanner who was saying it, you would have had to have a Mima, he wouldn't have gone that way, because he's got a Shita a different way. If you look at the rest of his Shita, so even me, who doesn't normally hold in this situation, that lenient, etc. I'm not saying it applies here, that's what I saw before, but
it was you can't that like
even,
that's
even according to my general leniency, I would also do it.
So that does mean also, we have also learned.
Yeah, but what is Nami? What is Nami? Nami also means
also.
I'm saying it's like.
So it's saying it's a double lashon, but the also is the also saying it's a kasha. I mean, we have also learned it there, so why are you bringing
it? No, it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha.
It's like, I didn't see the rest of the Gemara.
It's not a kasha. So let's learn, listen to Gemara. Av and Nami, it's not a kasha.
You're not saying
a
chiddush. Why are you saying it's not a chiddush?
Well, I'm sorry. I say things there. I'm sorry.
It's coming to us.
No, I'm asking. No, I'm saying this. Nobody's saying Av. It's meaning you're saying that it's not a chiddush what you're saying.
Right, it's not a Hiddush. We also learned it.
No, it's coming
to help. He's not. He says that help.
Coming as an assistance to what he's saying.
Right.
It's not.
God is coming to help him.
Exactly.
I want to let you know we also learned in a Mishnah.
He's coming to support Rav Shmuel.
Yeah.
Right. Before he came to contradict Rav Shmuel with the same rice, with the same Mishnah.
So it wasn't worded like that. But the question was, doesn't word like that. No, I'm saying, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The word doesn't
word
like
that. That's what I'm saying.
Good. Fine. Abba, now, so we also learn like this. Why? We want to prove from our Mishnah. Very good. Omdim, we evaluate Kama Adam, how much a person, Roteli 10, would want to give. Yeah, Elef Zuz Biado. He would have 1,000 Zuz in his hand, to take a loan of 1,000 Zuz. Bein Li 10, Rikan Ba Adlam here. How much between he would give the money. Put down like interest between a loan of now and 30 days. Uben between a loan, right? Liten, how much he would give for that loan? Mikan bat eser shani from now until 10 years. That's what our Mishnah said. That was how we evaluate the Ibn Zomim in our Mishnah. Now, so what does that do with us? We're saying v'i amret that if you're going to say shvi'it mishamito, the shmita makes the whole loan fall off. So kul hunami ba'ishlumale. All of it also, the Edom Zomim should be paying everything. Because if you say that at the end of a 10-year loan, that the whole thing falls, that the whole loan would fall off.
When you say Kul Hunami, we were wondering, is Kul Hunami the whole Elef? Or in our case, we said 100, is it Elef 100? Is it 1100? Because Nami is also, is it including that he pays the difference, like we said in the Mishnah, and the 1,000?
No, not the difference. You pay everything. You pay the full price. Why are you only paying the difference?
No. Kul Hunami, I'm asking, is it saying that he pays 1,000?
Yeah,
or is it saying that he pays 1,000 plus?
No.
The 100 difference between 30 days and...
No.
Because it says Nami. Kul Hunami.
And it just means all. It means that Nami means
also... Also pays in addition to the 100.
No, it doesn't mean in addition. It means addition, adding from go from 100 to 1,000. I mean, Kul Hunami, all of it also...
That's not it. Because then you're mixing scenarios. One scenario is they're making you lose the whole thing, paying something versus nothing. Another scenario is they make him lose the benefit of 10 years. But in the first scenario, if they're making him lose completely, you can't say that if he has to pay the benefit of 10 years, because if he's losing completely, he's losing his permanent benefit. So you're mixing the both scenarios, and you can't do that.
Fine. So means 1,000. You'll. What's it called?
Here.
Harry. No, Harry was asking. Saying. Good. Fine. Very good.
It was just more
of an
assignment. It's talking about 1,000. Original 1,000 Zeus. This was the same.
Yeah.
You're saying it's like a probation thing? Less than 10
as
years.
When Rav Shmuel,
argued with Rav Shmuel.
Oh, mm-hmm. Fine.
I'm always the argument over there. The argument over there is whether or not we evaluate or he has to pay the whole thing.
Mm.
It's the same exact question.
I mean, they have to pay the whole thing.
The whole 1,000 Zuz. Yeah. Good. Why? What do you say? Just to speak it out clearly, what are we saying? Our Mishnah said, how much did the Edom Zonin pay? Right, our Mishnah said, our Mishnah was assuming, it sounded like our Mishnah is assuming that either way, the borrower has to pay back the full money, right? Our mission was assuming either way the borrower has to pay back the full money. So what's the difference between if the Edom Zomim are paying, making him pay after 30 days or after 10 years? The amount that he would have paid, the amount he would have paid the interest, right? But if it was true, the end of the day, he paid nothing.
That's
so
a
means,
big difference.
So
it's
yeah,
a big difference versus, okay, 30 days worth of probation over a 10-year loan versus paying
the whole
pay nothing. It's a big,
yeah, it's paying either the interest of the whole loan. It's a lot of money.
That's what you're saying.
Oh, so we want to prove from our Mishnah.
That's what you're saying, right?
Good. So why does the our Mishnah holds like a Rida Amarav? Amar Shmuel. That's what Gemara said. Good. Kazan Bar said, no, you're wrong. Let's say what I said. Amarava, you're wrong. I can tell you that you can't prove to me for sure. You can't prove to me beyond the shadow of a doubt that our Mishnah for sure is a proof
is
a support for Rav Kahana. For support for Shmuel. Amar right. For Rida Shmuel. Why? Because I can tell you Hachav and Maya Askina. We hear what are we dealing with? Meaning in our Mishnah, we're dealing with a specific case. We're dealing with specifically. The Malva Alamashka, when someone lent money on a collateral, right? So there, we said the halacha is, if you lend on a collateral, everyone agrees you for sure collect the whole thing in the end. For sure you collect the whole loan in the end.
But
Shmita doesn't bother us.
You owe the money.
Right. Even, good. Or, Uber Maita
does not apply.
Right.
Right.
You collect the money.
Good.
Shmita's wipe it out, let the wipes it out. You owe the money regardless of the through 7 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10, 15
years. Let's just finish the two lines. Uber Maita starts at Labesin, or when someone's giving the star to Besin, like we said yesterday in the principle, that's actually learned in the Mishnah, Hamal Ba'alamashi, it's someone who lends money on a collateral, meaning the lender has a collateral. Or Moshe Shadatar Lebetin, someone who gives their star, the lender gives his star that the IOU that he got from the borrower to Besin. And Mashmitin, Besin does not make it slip away. So again, we wanted to prove that in our Mishnah, it seems like the borrower has to pay back the full price at the end of the day, right? At the end of the 10 years. It seems like it's a proof to Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel by saying it's not true. It could be in a normal scenario, the borrower will not pay back the full thing and it's not a support thing. So why in our Mishnah are you paying back? Because our Mishnah is talking about either one of two specific cases. It could have been one or two specific cases. Either that they borrowed on a mashkin. So therefore we said, Shmita doesn't make it slip away because there's no problem of collecting. The whole problem with Shmita is the Torah says the lender is not allowed to collect. When he has a collateral already, there's nothing for him to collect, so it's okay. Or if you give a principle to Besin, that's also okay. Because there, the halacha is only a regular person can't collect from another person. Best
so
thing could have collected.
Maybe Shmuel, you're wrong.
No, not Shmuel is wrong. When I say Shmuel is wrong, was that?
Maybe Shmuel,
maybe Shmuel.
Maybe Shmuel.
Yeah, fine. You can say like that.
No, it's a poor Shmuel in the Mishnah.
No, exactly.
Maybe Shmuel, you're wrong.
Our Mishnah
is still another Mishnah, right?
It's different case. You can say like that.
If it happens to the Mishnah, then it makes sense.
Good, fine.
Shmuel, right. If it happens to the Mishnah, these conditions, that you have a postal or a collateral, then it makes sense. It works. For Shmuel's original.
Right,
exactly.
But so now.
But I'm saying maybe Shmuel you're wrong now.
Just like I say,
the second one coming up?
No,
fine, that's what you're saying. Fine, you can say it like that. Good, fine.
You can say two ways. Maybe it's a poor Shmuel in the first case, or maybe it contradicts Shmuel in the second
case. Why? Because Rav is saying only in these cases does Shmita not apply. Rav Shmuel is saying in any case. In the second version, in any cases, you can loan as long as you like, Shmita doesn't apply. And Rabbah comes along and says, no, I'll tell you that in the case of a Mashkon and in the case of a Prusbol, it doesn't apply. Mashkon implied in the rest of the case, it does, otherwise I don't need to tell you those two specific cases. So what's Shmuel teaching that it applies across the board? Shmuel doesn't make sense really if you've got, when you have Rabbah's statement. What's
Rabbi coming to say? It's not necessarily what he's coming to tell me that we don't have a support.
They are doing that. In that case, they are.
He's saying we don't have a support. He's saying he can hold like that, but you can't tell me our Mishnah, and you can't bring me, tell me you have Tanaim to back Shmuel.
Rabbi's going against Rav Kahana.
Yeah. Rabbi's going against Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana's saying our Mishnah is beautiful. Our Mishnah, we have Tanaim backing Shmuel. Shmuel's on Mark. Where we have a Tana to back you. Rabbi saying you don't have any Tana backing. It could be he's right. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. Just,
right.
I don't know. You
it's
don't tell me.
The case of the Mishnah.
Yeah, the case of the Mishnah is not a good backing.
Because you can find a side clause,
right,
which makes it that it wouldn't apply.
Right. Now, just one important thing.
Yeah, if you have a Mishnah that says that in two cases,
It could have been that our Mishnah is one of the two cases. So again, this is what I want to explain.
If we have a Mishnah that says, in two cases you don't have to pay back.
It didn't say that. We're saying it could have been.
We're saying
our Mishnah, this is what I want to tell you. Our Mishnah could be talking about this. This is what you asked me yesterday.
Not our Mishnah. The Mishnah that they brought.
Right.
That's
for sure true. That's what everyone agrees with that.
If we have a separate Mishnah elsewhere that says, I'm going to tell you that there are two cases where Shmuel doesn't apply.
Good.
Therefore, how can Mashmuel say it doesn't apply anywhere else?
Not saying the Bible. He's saying, according to you, not going against the law of Shmita. No, in a certain specific case, he's not going against the Torah. The Torah says there is such a thing as Shmita. The Torah says there is such a thing as Shmita. Shmuel not saying there's no such a thing as Shmita. He's saying in a specific case where you made a 10-year loan and there was no collecting in the year of Shmita, do the halachos of Shmita apply? Meaning, Ruah is asking that the Mishnah says Shmita always applies besides for two cases, right? So how can we do with Shmuel go against that? He's not going against that. The Torah says you have to keep Shemitah. He has his own specific case. When you make a 10-year loan, so you skipped over the Yigas during Shemitah, there was no opportunity to... Anyway, so therefore, for you, the halakha of Shemitah don't apply.
But that's wrong.
Why is it wrong? The Mishnah is
wrong.
It's not true.
The
Mishnah, we're talking about a case, when the Mishnah we're going all different types of cases. We're talking about in a normal case of a halva. In a normal case, when I'm blending two cases in the halva, meaning either... I know. I understand what you're saying. You're asking the question. You're saying that maybe since the Mishnah should have said a third option where we don't Shmita should have knocked it off, so that's a proof against Rudy Mishmo. That's what you want to say. I don't know if that's a proof because we like
both. Because the Rambam says that that's good. That you can go by both. You can go leniently, like a
short. Right. Because
I see it is a good point.
We didn't bring a support. We just said we don't support for him. No, because I'm not. It's a little different. The Mishnah over there wasn't saying every single case of every possible loan. Saying in general, how do you do it? In the loan itself, right? According to Rishmael, he's saying you never got into the issues of Shmita. You know, that's what happened. Here the Mishnah is saying, if you made a 10-year loan, you didn't come into contact with the issues of Shmita. The Mishnah of Shmita is like this. You were in a case where you come into the contact of issues with Shmita, you have two ways out. Either you could write a crossbow, or you could make a mashi. Yeah, the Mishnah was saying, I'm giving you a scenario that you didn't hit the issues of Shemitah. You never got, well, you circumvented the whole issue of Layigas. That's what he's saying. Reuben is asking a good question. It comes out.
We have a mission that says there's
only two.
Right.
And it comes out, Reuben Mishmuel is saying it's a third case. It's not true. Because Reuben Mishmuel is saying, I have a case where you don't get into the issues of Shemitah at all.
Right.
You circumvented the whole Layigas.
I'm making a 10-year loan.
Nachon.
You're not having made a 7-year loan that it covers it
good.
All.
Mishnah is saying, when you came into contact with Shemitah head on,
right,
you have two eighth options. Either go a Mashkin, or you could either do a Mashkin or do a personal. Reuben Mishmuel is saying, I have a case that you never hit Shemitah. You want to write around it. You never hit the Layigas. Layigas didn't hit you. That's
if you hold by the second Shmuel.
According to
reason,
yeah. Yeah, good.
If you hold by the first Shmuel.
He's also.
He's
saying you
it
came
hit you.
It hit you, fine.
Right,
so then,
right.
So then you need the two eights of the
right,
Mishnah.
Right.
If it hit, you need to come out to the Mishnah with
so
two options. Good. Just, Ruben asked me yesterday, so are we saying that our Mishnah has to be talking about a case where the Inim Zayumin are. Does the case have to be that the guy wrote a Prozbol or that he did a Mashkin? That's what Ruben was asking.
There is a third, he said there's a pilot, there's a third case. It's a 10-year loan in the seventh year does not wipe out.
Right, the Shmuel.
Yeah,
Shmuel's saying that the
right.
Right.
It's not
the second Shmuel, and he's saying that's a third case.
Right, but we're saying it's not really a third case because it's in this way you circumvented the Shemitah. You didn't come into contact with the Shemitah.
Okay, whatever.
Fine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But you still got there was wiggle around.
Fine. Good. Fine. Good. Just yesterday, the Ramban talks about. Ruben asked me yesterday. You asked me yesterday. We're saying our Mishnah is talking about a case. We're saying our Mishnah is talking about a case of either a Mashkin, the guy lent it on the Mashkin, and the Zomim came and said, this guy owes the other guy the money. And that's the story. Or the.
So essentially, because that lending changes really what we're looking at.
Oh.
Are we looking at whether the loan went through Shemitah? Like, it's not. You know, the Ika da Amrit is really understanding what happened with this loan. Did it go through Shemitah?
Or
did it circumvent it?
Exactly. This whole
Ika da Amrit is showing us the same thing as circumventing.
Exactly.
Because that's how we're holding. We're holding by the second Shmuel that it circumvented
right.
It.
Good.
Right.
Oh, very good. Just, are we saying that our Mishnah has to be talking about a case that the guy gave a Mashkin? Or we're saying, since this possibly could have been the case, the Zomim aren't liable to pay the full price. Again, basically the Ramban saying, like you told me yesterday, the Ramban says, like you said, meaning, what happened over here? Two Edom come and they say, Prove it was Shimon, fired from Shimon $1,000 for 30 days. Go to 30 day law. This guy kind of says, no, it wasn't for 30 days, it was a 10 year law. Right? Now we're saying, how much do you have to pay back? How much do the Edom have to pay? The difference between the difference between this loan for 30 days and 10 years. Good? So we said, it seems like a Rav Mishnah, that at the end of the 10 years, you still have to pay up. That's what we're saying, right? It seems like we hold like the halacha is at the end of 10 years, you still have to pay up. That's what we're saying. We're saying, no, you can't prove that to me from our Mishnah. It could be at the end of the 10 years, you don't have to pay up. But it could be our Mishnah is talking about a case where either he lent it on a mashkin or he made a prosma. Now, are we saying our Mishnah is specifically talking about these two cases? That's what the Gemara starts is? That's what you're learning? Chanan, that's what we're learning? Our Mishnah is talking about one of these two cases?
So what's my question?
Well,
you don't have to say that. You don't have to say
that. I'm so confused about what is the answer
there. No, so the Rabban says...
For Rabban, that's what he's saying.
Oh, but you don't have to say that that was for sure the case.
Right.
Since it could have been the case... Since it could have been the case... So the halacha is that in the Zomit, you can only like, penalize them for what they planned on doing. Right? So these Edom Zomim, did they for sure plan on making this guy lose his whole $1,000? Let's say the halacha would be, at the end of the 10 years, you lose all your money. Right? Did the Edom Zomim necessarily plan on making this guy lose $10,000, all the money, thousands? Not necessarily. Because since the scenario could have been a case where there was a mashkin,
right. So
then they would not have been making him lose the whole $1,000, the whole $1,000. Because he would have been paying it back anyways. So we're not necessarily saying this has to be the scenario.
Right.
We're saying since it could have been the scenario.
But are we saying that since they didn't know?
Nachon.
They didn't know what his actual stock said. So
since it could have been, therefore we would only charge them from 10
but
30.
If they would have known, because she has a man, then we would have gone.
Correct. If they would have known for sure, there's no mashkin here.
Right.
But they can't do that because they don't know what the guy's going to write to end the Shemitah.
Yeah, that's awesome. My question was, could he then write a prosper later?
Yeah, he could. Because that still comes out. That would still come out that they didn't know for sure
that he was going to get it.
That he was going to lose all the money. So, I mean, they weren't planning on making him lose all the money. We can't necessarily tell them that you knew for sure this guy's going to lose all the money. The only thing you did know for sure was you would lose the difference between 30 days and 10 years. That's what Ramban speaks at. You were talking to them. So I saw the Ramban. We assume that, but so the Ramban says. Okay, thank you. The Ramban says it. Fine. Let's start the next one. I know some people didn't start the next tomorrow, but you've got a preview for tomorrow. It'll be a little easier on you for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Now, since we were talking about Yehuda and Shmuel about Shemitah, we brought it, that's a Gemara a lot of time. He's supposed to know the Gemara by heart. I don't know about us, but. So usually when we bring one time, we bring in the same thing, the same. There's no rash on this Gemara.
Yeah,
I'll say Shemuel again. We saw them yesterday. We see them again. We saw them yesterday. Fine, I mean, it's the same thing backwards. We're actually the same as Rashi as yesterday. Fine, so now Gemara is usually Rehuda and Shmuel. Since we brought one Rehuda and Shmuel, we bring more things by the name because it's supposed to try to memorize it. It's supposed to help us know the next halacha, Rehuda and Shmuel. The one time they used to know it by heart. I'm Rehuda and Shmuel.
It's still you, just not us.
Yeah, not us.
You want to go downstairs? It's a guy who knows it by heart.
I'm Rehuda and Shmuel. Ha'aymer L'chaveira, someone who tells his friend. I am lending you money on condition Shemitah shouldn't make it slip away. I don't want to do these rules, Shemitah rules. Saying, I'm lending you money, and next year Shemitah, I don't want to lose my money next year. So I'm lending you on condition Shemitah doesn't make the loan slip away. Halacha is, too bad. Shemitah makes it slip away. Why? Because Lemaksar, let's say because he holds. Lemaksar is Shmuel. Shmuel holds. Matneh, someone who makes a tenai, condition. Alma on what shekatuba Torah, which is written in the Torah. This is making a condition of what it says in the Torah. And the rule is, v'chol ha-matneh, anyone who make a tenai, condition, alma shekatuba Torah, what's written in the Torah. Tenai, batel, his tenai is batel. His tenai is null. His condition is null and void. It's worth nothing.
No. You. Condition to him. His condition.
His condition is batal. It's batal. You can't make a condition against what the Torah says. The Torah says Shemitah makes your loan slip away. You can't go against that.
Why does it say Lema? Let's say that as far as this.
We're saying Lema, let's say Ksav Shmuel. Oh, because really.
Not as far,
we don't know.
We don't know. Because in a different Gemara, I'll tell you what. They bring down here on the side of this fancy Gemara, on the bottom over here. They bring down the Machlaikas in a different Gemara in Babasir somewhere. Somewhere they brought down, I forgot where. That we know there's a rule in Shas, we have a Shas rule that we know someone who makes a condition against the Torah that's nice, but
right.
And the question is, that's what you call it, gets like an Isser of the Torah. Let's say a guy says, right, I'm making a Tanai that I'm not lighting, I'm not going to keep Shabbos.
Right.
Then your Tanai is worth nothing. What about when it's more like a, something bin Adam al-Khaver, it's more a monetary
item? This is what comes up next, the whole case with the six.
Yeah, but I know, but here, but over there, the Gemara brings a Shabbos, there is a Manda Amar, whatever, the Gemara has a Tad over there, the Gemara thinks at one point that you could make a condition.
Shmuel is holding somewhere else.
Not even in Shmuel. The other, it could be Shmuel, yeah.
I think it's Shmuel.
Yeah, it was Shmuel, but
it's somewhere else. I think it's here.
No, that's me. I'm going to be here, we're going to have a question on it. But the reason why we're saying Ksavra is because there's a little confusion, complication, a different Gemara. If you say this rule that you're not allowed to make a condition against the Torah in money altogether,
right.
Our Gemara is going to get in certain money issues. Because the Gemara said, what else is, maybe this whole thing is you can't make a condition against the Torah says. Torah says, do, right? The Torah says, eat this. You can't say, I'm going to make it tonight, that I'm making a condition, I'm going to eat, I'm not eating matzah.
Because it's a positive as opposed to a new.
No, it's a monetary thing. It's between me and you. When it's a monetary thing, maybe they don't care.
Like,
not so much because of that. Because the algebra also talks about me. Over here, it's something else. But here, we're saying it's not a monetary thing.
No, but the question is, are you allowed to make a... Is it
both ways. We're both for positive or negative. We'll hold you. You can't
if
do
if I hold a condition that I'm not going to waste it.
But there you don't have to.
Cause
that could be not. It's not a chiyuv. Yeah, let's say you have a thing that you have to. You have to keep shop. So therefore, sure you can't do it. Our Gemara, like he's saying, limit kusavar. Mishes down like you. He holds down like there's like a question about it. Rather, we're saying over here. Fine. Anyway, that's why it was interesting. Our Gemara says kusavar. But anyway, it's not the topic of our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying that we want to say that in money, he's going to hold the tenai's bottle. What Gemara says? What do you mean? So far, so good. So a guy made a condition that he doesn't care about Hilchos Shemitah. Like, I'll tell you, for example, the guy said, I'm making a condition, I don't care about reaping my field in Shemitah. You can't do that. It's too bad. But here, it was on a monetary thing.
Just maybe a chiddush, I don't know, can you say the chiddush here, that even you're not allowed to make a positive thing on the Torah. Meaning, if the Torah says you need to make kiddush on Friday night, and I make a condition that I'm going to make kiddush on Friday night, it's irrelevant.
Then there is a Gemara such a thing. It's like a Shavuot and a Shavuot. It's already a Tanai. Yeah, there is such a thing. There is such a Gemara.
So that's why it's the language that you're not allowed to. It doesn't say against the Torah. It just says you're not allowed to make it on the Torah.
There is such a concept. There is such a thing. You're right. I mean, we're not talking about it here. There is such a thing that doesn't work. You don't make a Tanai like a Shavuot and a Shavuot. One Shavuot is talking about. It's like you can't make a Shavuot. You're going to keep the Torah. It's already a Shavuot. Like, no, there is such a thing. No, it could be that's the Shavuot. Why I said this and that. I said the other way. Good. Fine. So what are we saying here? So we want to say Shmuel says, what Shmuel's rule? Anyone who makes a tenai against the Torah, it's batal. So if I make a tenai, I'm lending you money on condition, it should have fallen off by Shemitah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I can't make a condition with you saying, I'm lending you money on condition Shemitah doesn't cancel this loan. What's the halacha? Shemitah comes, the loan is canceled. I can't go against the Torah. Good? Yeah? Fine. Mar says, you think Shmuel really said such a thing? Faha itmar. But we learn, it says, we have a Shmuel somewhere else that says not like that. Yachana, you got it? So we're saying, what's Shmuel saying here? You make a Tanai against what the Torah says, it doesn't work. It's null and void.
So this is the one that is the lema. Let's say it's like this, but we have behind, well, we have like this on Shmuel. Right?
Yeah, it could be. But it still sounds a little funny, the lema. It sounds like when it says lema like that sometimes, it means like, it sounds like fine, you could say a positive. I could say a
positive. That's what translates lema, svar Shmuel, the first one, as shall we say? Not let's say. Like, shall we say that he holds like this? Vahayitmar, but he holds like this somewhere else. Vahayitmar, you see that?
I hear.
Lema, svar Shmuel. Shall we say he holds like this? And then now we have Vahayitmar, but he holds like this over here. Vahayitmar, but it.
I hear. Okay, fine. Very good, you say it like that, it's better, it's easier. So, good. So that's what we want to say. We want to say, lame, we want to assume that Shmuel holds that you can't make a tenai against what it says in the Torah. You can't make a condition, Shemitah doesn't cancel the law. I have a high tomorrow, but Shmuel says, we learned like this, I tell you, I'm going to sell you something on condition I have Anah. What is Anah? What's the halacha of Anah? The halacha of Anah is like this. I don't know if people care about these rules these days. Halacha of Anah is like this. I'm not allowed to sell you something and cheat you a sixth. I'm not allowed to overcharge you. Let's say I bought this for 120 shekel, right? I can't sell this to you like this. If I sell it to you for less than 20 shekels, a sixth. Very easy. If I sell it to overcharge you less than 20 shekel, lacha is the sale goes. You're not supposed to do it, but the sale goes through. If I sell it to you for 139 shekel, this phone, I charge you less than a sixth extra, it's good. It's the wrong thing to do to overcharge more than the regular price, but it's good. If I overcharge you exactly a sixth, right? If I charge you exactly an extra 20 shekel, 140 shekel, lacha is the sale is valid, but I have to give you back your whole 20 shekel.
That's if you go to the base dinner, huh? If you touch the base dinner, you can't just.
This is how long do I know? Yeah, you have to go to bed session. You have to fight it out, get a back room. But I'm saying, it's okay. If I charge you a whole six, exactly six, the sale is valid. But I tell you, mister, you owe me back 20 shekel. So if the guy would have charged an extra 19 shekel, the sale is valid. Since he charged a whole exactly six, I look at you.
Six or more.
No, so six is different. Exactly a six. Exactly a six, you give back the money, and the sale is valid. More than a six, the whole sale is canceled. There's less than a sixth. I sell it for 139 shekels. Right, less than a sixth, it goes through. It's wrong thing to do, but it goes through. Exactly a sixth. I have to give you back your extra 20 shekel, but the sales is valid.
You did it at cost, basically.
Extra sixth.
You did it. You the seller received your cost, basically. You covered your cost. You lost all your profit completely.
No.
You're allowed to make a profit. The market value.
Plus
the market value. I mean, like these guys, they sell you something. Yeah. There's a market value. After I made whatever the market value is, if the market value is to make 50% less
than this, you make it for $100. You happen to sell it to this guy for $120.
A six is easy. $120 is easier. $120. Right. The market normal like that is $120. So you want to sell it to this guy.
And they're making a profit. All those that are selling for $120 are not losing. Yeah,
the guy could be making 50% profit.
They're making money. You want to charge an
extra
19, another 20, another 21 on the regular price that people are making a living.
Right, so now the guy wants to say, if they're $120, you want to charge the guy $145, which is $25 extra, more than a six. Then the lacha is, if the guy finds out that he's allowed to give his money back, he say, dude, take my phone back, give me back my money. The whole thing's
$145.
Yeah, then it's raised more than a six. Say, give me back my money. The whole thing is, that's the lacha of cash. Now, let's say I want to tell you like this. I want to tell you, hey, mister, I'm telling you, this is the deal here. I'm telling you now, I'm charging you, I'm overcharging you. You want this thing? Take it. You're desperate, take it. So the Torah said you're not allowed to overcharge.
Right.
Now, my lawyer tell you, I'm selling you this thing for $145, but I'm telling you I'm overcharging. I'm telling you the market value is, I'm overcharging you a sixth, right?
Right.
So now, my lawyer do that? Because we
you
said...
You agree.
And you said fine. Now, is that called that I'm making a tonight against what it says in the Torah? The Torah says don't rip a guy off.
Right.
That's what the Torah says. Don't overcharge a guy more than a sixth. If you do that, it's wrong.
He's agreeing.
Right. Yeah. So, luckily, so we said before, you can't go make a tonight against what the Torah says.
Right.
So the question over here, on my letter, make a Tanai against what the Torah says. If you agree, you're agreeing.
Right.
You say
both
you,
agree.
You're
both
agreeing. Agree. I'm telling you, listen, the market value is 120, this is the last one. There's no more on the market now. This is the last one. You want it. You need it. You need it. It's worth
it
to you.
I need it, but you need it also.
I need the money. Right. I know you need it. So I'm telling you, listen, I'm cheating you. I'm overcharging you. I'm making a lot of money on you.
Right.
But it's the last one. This is what I'm doing. Whoever wants can take it. The guy takes, right? Am I allowed to do this?
Right.
That's the question. So let's see the halacha. So what do we say over here? So there's a svar either way. On one hand, you could say you're agreeing. Let's see what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, "Hi, if I learned like this, I'm telling you to my friend, I'm not she'in lecha alai ona. I'm telling you to your condition that you don't have she'in lecha. There's not to you alai on me ona the halachas of ona. I mean, you can't come to me. And what we're saying ona means you can't come to me with the halachas of ona that I'm overcharging you with six and you and the whole thing should be bought. I'm telling you this thing to you on condition you can't come to me with the halachas of ona, meaning." I'm telling you, I'm cheating you. You can't come to me with the claims that I cheated you. So I'm giving this thing on condition. She'in l'cha, there's not you a lie. There's not you on me. Oh, nuh-uh. You can't come to me with the rules, the cheating rules. Don't tell me that I cheated.
Right.
I cheated you. Don't come back to me with the rules that I cheated you. Right? So what's the halacha? Rav says, yesh la alav anah. The halacha of anah still apply. The Torah says the halacha of anah of cheating. All the laws of honor are still intact, and the sale is null and void. The sale is canceled. So it's a little confusing what it means. It means yesh lo alav. There is on him honor. Means there is on him the halachas of honor, and the halachas of cheating are still intact. Which means, what does that mean, Rishvi? The halachas of honor are still intact.
Right.
The whole thing is. Therefore, you can claim honor. The whole thing is bad. Shmuel says, Shmuel Amr, no, ein lo alav honor. There's no halachas of cheating over here. The sale is going to be valid, right? The sale is valid. There's no halachas of ana here. So it seems like Shmuel is telling me, I'm allowed to make a condition against the Torah.
Right.
Why? Because the Torah says don't overcharge. I told this guy I'm selling it to you on condition I'm going to overcharge, right? Shmuel said it's okay. There's no hilchos like, no, the sale is beautiful, right?
Right, but I just said earlier.
Shmuel said earlier that what do you say by Shemitah?
Cancels it.
Doesn't work. What did Shmuel say by Shemitah?
Make a condition, Shemitah canceled it.
If I made a halacha by Shemitah, that I don't want Shemitah to cancel, it's too bad. My tonight did not work. Right?
Right. It's a contradiction.
Right. Shmuel. It's a contradiction of
Shmuel. But that only holds if there's a set market price. What if you're going in for a bid and you have a price anywhere from $16,000 to $75,000?
What do you mean a price? What's the market value? What's the going rate? The normal value?
That's the whole thing. What's market rate when you have a bid from 16 to 75,000?
Okay, so if that's the market value, then
that means you'll have a whole spread.
Over the highest.
And charge over a sixth over the market value.
There is variation, but there is a normal. We're talking about an object.
No,
not about a masterpiece painting or something like that.
No, that's
talking
about,
like,
say,
we're
like
talking
you
have
the averaging,
if
the averaging,
has a normal variation a little bit of a rate. But that's the thing. We're not talking about something that has a huge variation. We're talking about something that has a normal rate. There's a little variation, maybe because it has to be shipped out even further, so it costs more to a different country, so that's adding tax. But that we're not talking about. We're talking about it has a normal price. More or less. Some little things, variation,
yeah, I'll continue tomorrow. I'll give you a preview for tomorrow.